The Gemara continues, Daf Mem Ches Omed Aleph, the last line. Boy Rav Papa, Chishev Betchias, Bechtias Gecholim Mahu. This is actually a hemshech of the previous Bayah. The Gemara before in Mem Ches Omed Aleph, towards the bottom, the last 10 lines, had a question as follows. Chishev Bechfinas Keteris Mahu. If let's say a person is Mechashev in Avoida, Machshava Psula, for instance, Chutzes Man, Chutzim Koimoi, at the time of the Chafina, the scooping up of the Keteris. So what's the question? Do we learn out Malay Chofnayim from Malay Koimtsoi, Malay Koimtsoi? Just like by a Mincha, the Kmitza is a chelik of the Dalal Avoides, like Shchita. We compare Kmitza to Shchita, and they compare to the Dalal Avoides, so there's a Psul Machshava. Or do we say no? We don't compare the chafina that it's mamish considered an avoider like that you have a psul machshava. And the Gemara wanted to bring a raya clearly from the brayse that it says haktoris valvoyne vagchalim shem noga tful yoyim b'miktsos and posas kulon. If tful yoyim touches part, he passes all of them. They all become tummy, even though he didn't touch everything. It clears mitzar of every part. And just like it's psul tful yoyim, who at the end is a psul lina. And if there's a psulina, who is in the psul machshava? So we see clearly that Keteris has a psul machshava. That was the Gemara before Nomad Aleph. The Gemara says, if you're mechashev, chutzis man, chutzim koimai, at the time of the chafina of the Keteris, the scooping of the two palms, scooping up the Keteris, it's like the kamitza, where it's considered the dalal avodis, where kamitza corresponds to shchita, the Gemara says in Menachos. So now the Gemara has a new question. Einich nami, the chafina of the Keteris, over there, there's a shaykh, a psul of chutzis man, chutzim koimai, meaning a machshava psula. Boy Rapopa, Mem Chesamid Beis, Chishev Bechtias Gecholim. What about at the time of the Chatiyah of the Gecholim? There was another part that took place by the Keteris. The Chatiyah's Gecholim was the scooping of the Keteris that you took from the Mizbeach, and you took a Gecholim, the coals, and you placed them into a Kav of Shloisha. So the Chatiyah's of Gecholim, that is not really the avoida of the chafina of the keteris. It's just the hechshe mitzvah. You need to have coals. So the question is, could you be mechashev b'shas the chtiyas gecholim that now you're mechashev to be makter, let's say, the aktor chutzes manoi, chutzim koimoi? So the question is, mahu, machshire mitzvah k'mitzvah domi, is the chtiyas gecholim considered the machshev of the mitzvah? It's like the mitzvah itself, it's like the keteris itself. And memeli can have a machshove psul of chutzes man, chutzim koimoi, by the, like we said in Omen Aleph, by the chafin of the keteris. Or do we say, no, chatiyas gecholim is not the chafin of the keteris, chatiyas gecholim is only a hechshe mitzvah. Oiloi, machshire mitzvah is not k'mitzvah atzmai, and memeli you won't be able to have a psul of machshove psul of chutzes man, chutzim koimoi at the time of the chatiyas gecholim. And that Gemara says, teiku. So now Rashi explains two ways of understanding the suffix of the Gemara. Zog Rashi, chishe b'chtiyas gecholim, ma'u lahavtzel ha-keteris, dahainu. The question is not, does the gecholim become posel? The question is the keteris now posel? If at the time of the chtiyas gecholim, I'm thinking about being makted the keteris, chutzes man chutzim koimoi, is the chtiyas gecholim an avoida, or is it only a hechsha avoida, only a machshir mitzvah? Zok Rashi, machshir mitzvah k'mitzvah domi, v'havle k'mechashev avoida, it's like being mechashev at the time of the avoida. That's one pshat. So mele passes the keteris. Loshen acher, another pshat Rashi says, chishev b'chtiyas gecholim mahu, sheyifsulu gecholim b'machshove zu. What about at the time of the machshove, of the chtiyas gecholim, do the gecholim itself become possible? Milahak d'alein, that you can't use these good coals anymore to be makted the keteris. Meaning the suffix Rashi has two pshatim. Either I'm being mechashev b'shat the chtiyas gecholim, so now the keteris is going to be possible. I'm mechashev b'shat chtiyas gecholim to be makdei chutzes manoi, or I'm being mechashev b'shat gecholim, so memele the gecholim are going to be possible, and memele you can't be makdei keteris on these gecholim. Now Rashi fears those, and Rashi says, lina shamin and the possible abu me the possible tful yoim. On Omer Aleph, we just said that you can't be mechashev b'shat the chafina, because just like we said, lina passels, so adin tful yoim. We said just like tful yoim passels, who had then lina passels, me or homi bailon. We still have a question. You have chtiyos and avoid the lemisbu machshava. Meaning, even though we know that lina and tful yoim passel by the keteris, but the question now is the chatiya of the gecholim is that considered an avoida to pasul b'machshava? Einachanami, we established that lina pasuls and tful yoyim that touches it, it's pasuls kulam. But maybe the ma'aseh chati of the cholim is not an avoida b'chlal that machshava over there can pasul. And the stup shotim Rashi either will pasul the k'toris or will pasul the cholim itself. What's the suffix? Machshir mitzvah k'mitzvah domi v'chi heicha the mechsheves chafina pasul b'k'toris. Just like we said in Roman Aleph, the chafina. Over there, you can't be mechashev, just like Lina and just like Tful Yoim. So to machshov apostles, the chafina itself of the Keteris is an avoida. And over there, apostles the Keteris, so machsheves chatiyas nami, posta b'cholim. Rashi going with the second pshat. So within machshov of the chatiya, which is only a heksha mitzvah, but a heksha mitzvah commits a domi, so apostles the cholim. Or it would pasul the Keteris now, if you mechashev b'shas the cholim, about being makted the Keteris chutzes manoi. So that's the suffix of the Gemara. Chishe bechtiyas gecholim mahu. Machshir mitzvah k'mitzvah domi is like the hechsher of the mitzvah, it's like the mitzvah itself, just like you can't be mechashe b'shas the chafin of the k'teris, who had been b'shas the chti of the gecholim, oiloi, hechsher mitzvah not k'mitzvah domi, and the Gemara blabs the teiku.
What's the
difference
here, all the gecholim, and he put the wood on the mizbeach in the morning, the gziri ate them, shalosh mosh pasal carbon also. Why is
it going to
be different here by Yom Kippur
than
in
Gantziar? What's the question?
The Gabi, the Eitzim? If you put on the Eitzim on the Mizrach, the Gzira Eitzim, Shlol Shema. Or any wood, but any wood on the Mizrach,
Shlol Shema. So Bavarns, very good. So Tosis Bavarns is a shtickle, and Tosis says that maybe the Chafina and the Chatia is one extended Chafina. Look at Tais Dima Masr Chishev Bechtias Cholim Mahu.
Then it's not Hechsher Mitzvah. You cleared Hechsher Mitzvah, not Hechsher
Mitzvah. Right. So Tais is Magdir, the Sof.
Or is this part of the Mitzvah?
Tais is Magdir, the Sof of the Gemara, that it's considered a Chafina Richter. Let's see Tais. Zok Tais is Hechsher Rashi. Amai Leposhinai Mahida Hoysev Rabbi Kivim Nepossible Tful Yoim. Possible Lino. Possible machshava. L'chari, you have the Gemara before that said that there's a psul tful yom, there's a psul lina, there's a psul machshava. V'linira the nei the lina possible ilach shiva avoida. If it's not called an avoida, le possible machshava. Teid, I'll bring you a raya that if it's not an avoida, then it's a psul machshava. Shere kiddush mincha v'anochosa. You ask about the eitzim. Tosi says the mekadosh the mincha and anocha bebisa it possible tful yom. You're not allowed to have a tful yom and there's a psul lina on those. The yitzika, the pouring, and the blila, loy posel b'machshava, elo b'dal avoidus shebemincha sheish connect the mezevach. So avada, even though there's a psul lina and there's a psul tful yoyim, but it doesn't mean that automatically it's a psul machshava. V'lochim yibayle. So now the question is, imtim tzoloimar chafinas k'teris shiva avoida. If the chafin of the k'teris is called avoida, like a gemara nomen aleph, k'moy k'mitza, like we said by k'mitza. That which is for sure an avoida comparable to shechita. So chatias gecholim mahu machshira mitzvah k'mitzvah domi v'chafina harichtehi. Not stam machshira mitzvah. It's machshira mitzvah k'mitzvah, and we look at it like one long chafina. V'have chatias gecholim v'chafina b'mokem k'mitzvah or loy or no. It's not machshira mitzvah, and we don't look at it as one long extended mitzvah. But maybe that topic is only over here by chafina and chatia. Do we look at it as one long extended chafina? Zog demal weiter.
So
it's not a regular vada machshir mitzvah. The way Tosis learned, it's a machshir mitzvah, so mele we look at it as one extension. But not everything you can look at it as one extension. Because after all, the k'teris needs, requires the ma'aseh chafina and the ma'aseh chatiyas gecholim. So we look at the chatiyas gecholim as an extension of the ma'aseh chafina. Zog demal, boy, my name is Rav Sheshes. A new question. Halacha b'smoil mahu. What if you're moilich? You know that you have to be moilich. Now we're going on the dam, regular carbon. You're moilich the dam. Zog Rashi, holoch b'smol mau, holoch zadami boile. Meaning, kabbalah v'zrika. But when it comes to the kabbalah, shchita is kosher bizarre. Kabbalah avada, you have to have a kohen. Kabbalah v'zrika d'chsibu kuhuna pshita. That's poshet. The chol makam shneema etzba v'kuhuna ein eli yamin. So avada, you have to have a yamin. All avodas are poshet b'smol. Aval halacha like si behedya, by halacha doesn't say behedya the word koyin. Umin afkerachman le kabbalah b'loshen halacha, but rather halacha is only mentioned agavdik b'loshen kabbalah. The Tanya it says as follows: v'ikivu, it says you bring it closer zu kabbalas dam. So we see that the loshen of of Kabbalah is B'Loshon Halacha. Kabbalah is written B'Loshon Halacha. Kabbalah for sure is an Avodah. Kabbalah and Zvika need a Koyin. But Kabbalah is written B'Loshon of Ikivu. So Memela, now the question is that the Tanya V'Ikivu Zu Kabbalah Sadam Nafkam Sech Chagiga She Avodah Umi Yosmoil Ikla Meimar Deloi Posel Deloi Ksiba Kuna Behedya. Meaning when it comes to the Kabbalah and the Zvika, it says Kuna Behedya. So of course you need Yamin and Smoil is Posel. Halacha, we know is an Avodah. But since Halacha is written, Kabbalah is written B'Loshon Halacha, so on the one hand, Memela has all the dinim that you need Yamin, you need Kuna, Avari need Kuna, but you need Yamin also, or no? Since it doesn't say Behed Yakuna, so Memela, maybe there won't be a psul in Halacha B'Smoil, because after all, it doesn't say Kuna. Or no, since Kabbalah is written B'Loshon Halacha, it says V'Ikrivai, so Halacha has the same din, even though it's not written Behed Yakuna by Halacha. So that's Sofak Gemara by Dam.
Boy, my name is Rav. You don't need halacha.
Oh, we'll see the Gemara. You can shech b'gaisha mizbeach. That's what you're asking.
Right.
We'll see. We'll see Tosis.
So halacha is not a requirement. So maybe
that's you want to say that we bought. You don't need to, but when you do it, is halacha b'small pasul. Ain't a chenami. You can shech b'gaisha mizbeach. But when you do a halacha, maybe halacha b'small pasuls. Avaritz and avoide. You can't have a czar do it. So ain't chnami, you don't need it, but once you do it, it can be done through a czar. So who didn't? It can be done with smile. So that's a Gemara Sofik. On the one hand, it doesn't say kuhuna. On the other hand, it's written b'loshen halacha. Kabbalah is written b'loshen halacha. So ain't chnami, you don't need the ma'isa, but once you did it, it can be b'smoil. Zok the boy, my name Rav Sheshes, halacha b'smoil mahu. Omul Rav Sheshes. So the question was posed to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes answered, Omul Rav Sheshes, Tenisua. We learned the phrase in the Braisa. We had before legabe the macht and the kaf, not el samachta biyaminoi v'sakaf esmoiloi. When you enter the kodesh hakadoshim, so you have the macht in your right hand with the coals, with the chalim, and the kaf that you placed the chafina of the k'toris into the kaf, into the empty spoon in your left hand, because you can't keep your hands closed with the two palms where you're going to pull the coals. So elamai hold it in the kaf in your left hand. Now carrying the kaf in your left hand is a ma'isa holocha b'smoil to nisua. Not samachta b'yamino v'sakaf b'smoiloi. So we see clearly that it's kosher b'smoil. Now, we're comparing the mice of kaf on the k'toris to the mice of halacha b'dam. So it's kosher b'smoil. So before the Gemara gets into etzem raya, the Gemara says, v'nifshet luhu me'oritnan. Why do you want to bring a raya from kaf b'smoil? Why don't you bring a raya from the carbon itself? The tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, when they bring it up the different limbs, haregel sheyamin b'smoil. That means the left hand, the koyin that wins the girl, carries the regal yamin in his left hand, ubeis oiro lechutz, and the base R, that means the place that you reveal the R is the chutz. So Zogt Rashi. V'tifshla mehod the gufa shel mizbeach kamari haregesh yamin b'smoil misha zochel alat the keves. Whoever has zoich to bring up to the ramp, ha'roish va'regel, we said roish and regel go together, mikablo miyadam anasech sa'roish b'yaminoi, that's in the right hand, ves regel ayamonis, shal tomet mikablo b'smoiloi, ubeis oire l'chut, mokam chetach lefnim, the place that it's cut is in the inside, klapikoyen, it's nicer, you don't want to show the mokam of the cut. So mele, the oire is l'chut, but al-kaponim we see clearly in the carbon itself, in the avodas mizbeach itself, we see legabe that you carry in your left hand. So Gemara is no raya from there. Over there we're talking about a halacha of limbs. Limbs is not blood. It's not something that's ma'akiv kapora like dam is. Dam is ma'akiv kapora because dam is avodis kapora. Because the etzem aktor of the evorim is never ma'akiv zakdrashi. The whole Evarim, you don't need the Maisak Torah. So over there, maybe Halacha B'Smoil is good. But Halacha, Mashenker by Halacha of Dam, which Dam is Ma'akav Kapora. So Loi, you won't have a Raya from this Sugi of Halacha Evarim. Komash Melon, we bring a Raya from the first case. By Notla Samachte Bimin Vesakaf B'Smoiloi. Aye, that's not Avodis Adam. But over there, the Vart is, over there, it's the Iker Avoida of the Ktoris, of carrying the Avoida, Lefnai V'Lefnim, bringing it to Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's the Avoida. So over there, you're carrying a B'smol. It's not the Kapor of the Dam, but it's the Iker Avoida. When it comes to Evorim, that's not the Iker Avoida. V'Rai, you don't need the whole Evorim, like Rashi says. It's Koshish Loyuk through too. So when Melu bring a Raya from not to Zemach to Bimin, V'Sakap B'smol, then her Locha B'smol of the Dam is Kosher, just like you carry the Kaf in the Smol. Now, there is obviously a difference.
You learned the other day, only because it's the
Yefshur. Oh, very good.
It's the Yefshur.
Very good. Zok Taisus. Taisus on the bottom. Halacha b'smol ma'u, tema. Eloi asik adait l'mifshur milokchas ha'kaf b'smoloi. If you're not going to be poshut, from where? From lokchas ha'kaf b'smoloi. Ma'ikom b'aylei. That means halacha is included in Kabbalah since it's written b'lashon halacha. It says v'hikriv. So just like Kabbalah, it's b'smol is possible. So halacha is possible b'smol too. V'yesh loymar the higufa mesafkeloi. That's good for the suffix. Igam rina mikaf. Do we say you learn from kaf and kaf b'smol is kosher? Oy ikashum svara she'en lilmed b'sham. And that's what we learned before. Because the kaf over there, you have no choice. Because your hands are full. You can't carry the kaf in Yamin, because in Yamin you're carrying the macht of the kechilas, which is hot, which is cham, which is heavier, we said. So you have no choice. So over there, you're carrying the kaf b'smoil. So Mela, if there's a svara that you can learn from there, then you would say that halacha is included in Kabbalah, and just a Kabbalah is possible, b'smoil is within halacha. Upos le Rav Sheshes, the gamrina mino. We take a learn from the kaf. The chem the kos rachmona havo achas b'ktoris. Since it says one havo, v'ef shalas b'havo achas elam kim yonach kaf b'smoloi. You have no choice. You have to take it in the left hand. Alma halacha b'smol k'shera u'tvei havesvora lemigma halacha me'halacha me'ligma halacha mikabola. So even though the Torah writes halacha b'loshen, it says kabbalah b'loshen halacha. It says v'hikriv, but you rather learn halacha from halacha, even though the halacha is you have no choice, and the kaf is in left hand. So the pshat is, Rav Sheshes holds, that if smoil would have been possible, then even if you have no choice, Zok Lelech Mishnah, Navarisim Kippurim, you would not place the kaf in the smoil. If smoil is possible, Be'etzim, then you wouldn't place it in your left hand, even if you have no choice. And Rabbi Yashvin Oris explains, you know what you would have done? You would have placed the k'toris on top of the k'chalim. Now even though the Gemara said, because you have to use your teeth to remove it. But that's what you would have done if halacha b'smol is possible. So it's muchach, we bring a raya that halacha b'smol is kosher. Because it's not that you have no choice. It must be that it's kosher, because otherwise you wouldn't have done it. And what would you have done? Look at B'yash, if you would have placed it on top of the gechalim. So the Gemara is poshut, Rav Sheshes is poshut, that what? That halacha b'smol is taka kosher. Where is it kosher? From the fact that we find by the Torah that which is the Ik Avoide, even though it's not like Evorim, which is not Avoides Mechaperis. It's not Avoides Adam. But the Ik Avoide of the Torah is the Achnisa Lefnai Lefnim, and over there you take the Kaf B'Smoil, and Memel it's kosher.